You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tommy, what, just describe the day-to-day. Obviously, last week was probably pretty frustrating, and this is your first win as a starting quarterback in the league. What does that mean?
It means a lot. I think it means a lot just for this team, right? Not the season we wanted this far, but just to come back in week after week and just keep continuing just to work and study and practice hard and just after the last couple weeks, just not getting the result we wanted, just to have that feeling in this game and get the result that we wanted in the end, you know, it means a lot. We're going to enjoy it. We're going to celebrate it. But we know what it takes. We have what it takes. So Monday, we're just going to be back to the drawing board and then move on to next week.
Tommy, what's allowed you to go from the guy who made his debut against the Jets a couple of weeks ago to the guy who threw three touchdown passes and was really in control and won this game for the Giants today?
It's been my same preparation, same deal every week in and a week out, but just being more comfortable. I guess just more reps, being in more different situations and being in those already in the past few games. So if I was in those situations today, I've done it already. So.
What kind of a hand has the coaching staff,
A lot. They've had a lot of trust in me. They make that known. So when they're calling plays that they're going to let me go out and do what I do. There's no handcuffs. There's no none of that. So I appreciate them for that. And they just continue just to try to feed me more, just get me better every week, and hold me to a high standard as I do myself.
So, I mean, can you describe what it's like, a day like today where you just kind of had, you were in rhythm, you know, and you had some great play calls, obviously with Bellinger there, with the play actions, with Wandell coming around. What is it like when it's going that way for you? Because you haven't had that yet.
It's fun. I'll tell you, like, when things are going right and you feel like they're going right, it's a lot of fun. It feels like you're just enjoying it and playing the game of football like you were when you were a kid. It's easy to get away from that when things aren't going, you know, good. But like I said, great play calls by Calf, great execution by everybody on, you know, the offense, and the defense and special teams held their own and some had a tremendous day. So that made our job easier.
What did you make of that play in particular, the Bellinger? I mean, that just seemed like that was the perfect spot to call that. It was just seemed everything just was insane.
As soon as they gave me the wristband number and I looked at it and saw what it was, I was like, yeah, we've had that one drawn up for a little while. Just been waiting, pulling the trigger for the right moment, and there it was, and perfect execution by everybody else on it, and it's a good play.
Even going back to you know, training camp, you always talk about the idea you make a bad throw, you can't worry about making a worse throw the next time. You had that one throw early to Mondale on the crosser across the middle, and you kind of threw it behind him a little bit. You know, obviously, I'm sure it's a play you thought you would make. The next play you made was a touchdown to Saquon. Is there something in your personality on the field that allows you to kind of move from that one play which you probably are going to kick yourself for and then come back and deliver that throw to Saquon for a touchdown and kind of get this thing rolling?
Yeah, I think that's just how I hold myself and how I play the position. I mean, if you're going to throw the ball a bunch, there's going to be a lot of bad plays, right? Or not a lot, but there's going to be bad plays in there, ones you want back, so just have to flush it and move on. Just have an even keel mindset going into it and just trust in your playmakers. They called the next one. Saquon ran a great route. Gave him a chance with the ball, and he made a tremendous play. O-line did well in protection. Everybody else ran the right routes they were supposed to run to get the defense where we wanted them to be, and just giving them the ball. That's it.
You think your aggressiveness kind of gets the better of you sometimes? Maybe holding the ball a little bit too much, some of those sacks. Wish you would have gotten rid of the ball, but then would that have prevented you from making the plays that you did make?
Yes and no. I mean, there's always a give and take with that. There's a very fine line between the two, though, because like you said, like sometimes you're holding on to it a little bit and you can make that play, and then sometimes you hold on to it and it's like, and you get sacked. So, I mean, it's really a feel for the game and how the game's going. There's definitely some that I'm going to want back looking back on it in film, but you know, we're here now. We got it done, but we're going to learn from it.
How do you balance the three touchdown passes and all the good things that happen along with the nine sacks and keeping your composure through all that?
Yeah, I just continue to lean on my teammates and let them lean on me. Whether it's in the run game, the pass game, whatever it is, like when that play is called, I say that play into the huddle and I say it with complete confidence in each and every play that we call, and that gives confidence to the guys to go out and execute it, and that's about it. That's all
when
it is.
You get sacked five times in the first quarter alone. I don't even know if you realize it was that number. That
I didn't,
on,
but
what is it in you that doesn't get rattled? Because some quarterbacks be rattled if they get on that many times that quickly in the game. They're like, oh, this is the way the game's going to go. How do you power through that? Just kind of what does it take to do that?
I hate to put it back to my college days, but I got beat up a little bit when I was in college, so I've kind of been in some similar situations like that before, but I mean, that's part of the quarterback position. You have to stand in there and be able to take those hits and deliver the ball to your teammates and do that element of it. So, I mean, I'm going to continue to trust in those guys. I'm sure some of them were on me or not, was not on the O-line, was on me, or some of them maybe the defense was doing and might have been a coverage sack. Like, there's a lot of other things that play into it than just, you know, the O-line. So I definitely take some credit for that, but I'm going to continue to trust them, lean on them, trust in everybody else, and we're going to continue to play football. It means a lot. Just felt like a similar situation to the first game that I was tossed into with the Jets. I was like, we just couldn't put it away necessarily on offense that last drive. But again, it was a tremendous series by our defense. Getting that turnover, especially Isaiah, getting that pick six was awesome. But I'm going to continue to lean on everybody, and I think it was just a great feeling for everybody. And then, you know, ultimately, it's good for me.
Tom, according to the Fox broadcast, you're the first Giants quarterback to go 5 TDs in his first 2 starts. First, did you know that? Two, what does that mean about, you know, the passing game, especially today, 3 TDs, and how that's grown with your chemistry with, you know, all the wide receivers that you
got? Yeah, I did not. And like I said, it's all about the play calling and executing the plays. I mean, sometimes we get got by the defense and, like, different coverage versus what we don't want. It's up to me just to make the right decision and put us in a good situation. But when we have the defense that we want for certain plays, my job's easy. I just give it to the guys in space and let them do what they do, and they made it easy for me today.
Yeah, I asked you about your sudden celebrity over the last couple of weeks. Seems like a lot of people are taking notice of who you are and now obviously winning today and the way you did. How do you brush that aside? How do you not, you know, worry about that and just keep the focus on football? Or do you kind of embrace it?
No, if anything, it's more about my family than anything. It's just going to be more people saying hello to them when they're out and about, and they'll be enjoying it. But for me, I mean, I'm in the locker room all the time, in the film room, doing everything with the guys, so I'm not really external outside the facility as much. But, I mean, same deal. It's maybe happened in high school or college, like when you start to get a little more notoriety for some things. But I'm going to keep my head down and play football. I know they'll love you 1 week, hate you another, like that whole saying. Like, I know how it goes. The past 2 weeks, it's been all bad, and then today I'm sure it's good, and then – you know, it just depends on the week, but I'd like to stay even keel-minded and just enjoy the process.
Talking to a lot of the Giants fans, you know, they've talked to us a couple of weeks about, you know, this idea of tanking, you know, things have been going on. What do you think you showed them, you know, Giants fans as a group for you as an individual, as a team today?
Oh, I'm sure I'm going to hear about it because I've seen it. But my job is to come here and help win football games and play football to the highest of my ability and help put my teammates in situations to win and be successful. So that's my mindset every week going into it. That's the team's mindset every week going into it. And that's what we're going to continue to try to do each and every week.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Are you looking to build this year? If so, there is no better time than right now to start planning and to get your spot on the construction schedule. If you need a garage, a stall barn, a storage for vehicles, RV, boat, collectibles, or even a shop for your farm, hobbies, or car restoration projects, visit MortonBuildings.com and start your construction process. With superior materials, craftsmanship, best-in-class warranty, Morton Buildings are made to last for generations. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From their cutting-edge innovations to their craftsmen in the field, they are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Their legacy of excellence spans more than 120 years, and Morton Buildings is 100% employee-owned with more than 250,000 satisfied customers. That means they're the industry leader you can trust. When you choose Morton, you'll experience quality at every step of the building process, starting before the walls even go up. Visit MortonBuildings.com to get started today.